Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning to you. So two details I want to highlight here. The first is what Brooke was just mentioning about the father admitting to investigators that he bought his son the gun as a Christmas present last year, which means he bought the gun for his son after sitting down with law enforcement and them telling him that his son had made school shooting threats. And the other thing that's come up is that the shooter's aunt told the Washington Post that he had been, quote, begging the adults around him for mental health support in recent months.
This is just all around grinding stupidity. Just mind-boggling grinding stupidity. I mean, the FBI sends the sheriff to your house to warn you your boy has been threatening to shoot up the school? I mean, that's specific. You're a dad. You know the threats have come from your house. And you say to yourself, you know what I need to get him for Christmas? A gun. He needs a gun. This is the kind of sub-room temperature IQ moron who's going to cost us our gun rights. And I'm really glad we found a pressure valve for the pressure here, because the left wants to use sub-IQ, sub-room temperature morons, you know, IQ morons like this to take our guns. And the pressure valve, release valve is, let's start charging these parents in these shootings. Let's do it. I mean, this couldn't get more clear cut. They came to your house. They told you he put the threats online. The rest of the family's texting the Washington Post going, he was mentally ill. He tried to get help. His parents didn't get him help. They got him a gun. This is from when law enforcement originally visited dad and dropped the news. Hey, your son wants to shoot up a school. He's threatening to do that online. Here's dad. Okay. Talking to the police at the time, which it was actually sheriff's deputies.
Let me ask you this. Do you have weapons in the house?
I do.
Are they accessible to him? They are. I mean, there's nothing loaded, but they are down. But we do a lot of shooting. We do a lot of deer hunting. He shot his first deer this year. Teaching about firearms and safety and how to do it all and get him interested in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them.
Guess not. Look, I don't get this, okay? I'm not following. I don't understand. My husband is a Marine. He is a lover of guns. They are his passion. They're his hobby in addition to just liking them for self-defense. My house is loaded with weapons. We could probably hold off a SWAT team for weeks. And ammo. And let me tell you what. No child of mine has access to those guns. Every single one of them is locked up. And they don't know the codes. And I have great kids. They're happy kids, psychologically healthy kids. Never threatened to shoot up a school, I'll tell you that. Now, my daughter has begun to learn to use the guns on a firing range. My husband made sure she knew how to do it when we went on our hiking trip in Utah because we were going to be in really remote places. But she was never allowed to have the gun unsupervised. No child of mine could get to a gun in my house. They are locked up and they do not know the codes. Why? Because why take a chance? Children and guns don't mix. This is just common sense. Kids do dumb stuff. And you know what? Honestly, do I think I could leave my guns unsecured around my kids and just tell them you can't touch that? Yeah, I could. I could. We have well-disciplined children in my house. But would I? No. Why would you do that? You know, a day's going to come, finally, when they're out of the house someday, when my husband and I don't have to keep every gun under lock and key. That'll be nice. It'll go back to the way it was before we had them. But right now, and again, like, I don't have toddlers. I don't have five-year-olds either. But we don't let kids access guns. What kind of moron? And by the way, after he watches, because it was big national news. I mean, I don't know how you miss it. The two parents tried, convicted, and sent to prison in that other mass shooting. So look, it's in my opinion, it's time for these parents to start going to prison. This guy is, he's bonded out. And he's now facing a maximum of 30 years in prison. He could do as little as 10. He's got second-degree murder charges, second-degree cruelty to children charges. In Georgia, you could charge those, the second-degree cruelty to children charges, regardless of intent. And they are charging him for cruelty both to his own son and to the victims, the murder victims. Good. Fantastic. Bring it. Bring it. It's a pressure valve to take the pressure off me and you and other responsible gun owners because left is coming at us like the hounds of hell. And they want our guns. No, they don't care about children. These are the people who've lost over 85,000 children, many of whom they know are being sex trafficked. They don't give a damn about children at all. I mean, Joe Biden's administration learns from the New York Times children are being sex trafficked after they lose them. And they're like, oh, cool. We'll help the sex traffickers by removing the DNA testing. And they suspended it. These people don't care about children. They want our guns so they can control us. And they're going to use cases like this. And so what we need to do is start holding these parents accountable. And I'm really glad that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is doing that. This man is dangerous. He should not be around children.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.